Happy New Year, everyone. Wow, I can't believe it's been a whole year since I made this recording the first time, and the Lord gave it to me to use at Bible study, and I wrapped up several packages and put one inside the other and made it an object lesson. It was a fun Bible study. So we're going to talk just for a few minutes about time, the gift of time that God gives us. Time comes and time goes. Time is God's gift to us. Open it carefully each and every day. Recognize His gift that He's handing to us. Another day of time. What are we going to do with it? You can receive it and then go about your day activating your own plans and ideas as to what you should do with that gift of time. Or you can receive that gift, open it up, and look inside. You'll find there are more gifts for you to enjoy. First of all, there's mercy. Today's mercy looks different than yesterday's mercy. It has been designed and custom made just for you. And then there is wisdom. You'll need to know just how to use your gift of time. And then you'll find understanding. You'll need that to know just what God's will is for you and how He wants you to use the gift of time that He has given you. Look again and you'll find courage. Courage to implement and to walk out God's will so that you can use His gift of time the way that He wants you to. And then you'll see that He has given you the gift of strength. Strength to walk out your destiny that He has planned for you for this day. Do not waste it. Do not reject it. Don't let it be stolen from you. Too often, God says, my gift of time is taken for granted. It goes unnoticed or it's unappreciated. And then when the day comes to an end, you may feel empty, unfulfilled, discouraged, or maybe you will feel like you just have not made the day count for anything. And then you take another look in the gift that God has given us in the morning. And surely, then you'll regret not opening up more gifts that were lovingly tucked inside just for you. Remember, you are never alone to face your day. You've been given more than enough grace to handle everything that comes your way. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and acknowledge His gifts to you each and every morning. Watch how He will orchestrate your day as you receive each gift with gratitude, knowing that when your day is through, you will be able to lie down in peace with a confidence and satisfaction, knowing that you have lived out one more day of your destiny with the one who designed it and with His love to direct your every decision. Is it any wonder that then when you'll lay down then and sleep, your sleep shall be sweet? For God is the one who gives us peace and reassurance of His presence and His protection. Let's take a look at those gifts. The gift of time, of course, in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, we're told that there is a time for everything. Ephesians 5, 15 through 20, in the Passion Translation, tells us how to use our time. Verse 16 tells us to redeem the time. Psalms 118, 24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And then John 1, 16 in the Amplified Bible, it's one of my very favorite verses. there's a portion in there that says he has given us gift, heaped upon gift. I like that. Number one, our gift of time. Psalms 139 in the New Living Translation says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." That's also good in the Passion Translation. Number two, gift, is mercy. Lamentations 3:22 through 26. "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning." Proverbs 3:5-6. "Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths." Proverbs 3:7-8 in the NIV says, "Be not wise in your own eyes." Galatians 5:16 says, "Walk in the Spirit and be led by him." Romans 12:2 tells us to renew our mind. "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." That is the New Living Translation. The next gift that we're going to look at is wisdom. Proverbs 4:7-8 in the New Living Translation. "Getting wisdom is the wisest things that you can do to develop good judgment. Sorry, I kind of stumbled over that one. Ecclesiastes 10:10, "Wisdom helps you succeed." James 3:17 in the Amplified Classic and the Passion says, "The wisdom of this world is both selfish and devilish. Wisdom from above is always pure and filled with peace, considerate and teachable. It is filled with love and never displays prejudice or hypocrisy." Proverbs 4:20-23 in the New Living Translation, "Listen carefully to my words. They bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Understanding and knowledge," Proverbs 1:5, the last part of that verse says, "Let those with understanding receive guidance." Then Ephesians 1:17-22 in the New Living Translation. "I'm asking for spiritual wisdom and insight, so that I may grow in my knowledge of God. I pray that my heart would be flooded with light, so that I can understand the hope that you have given me. Also, so that I can understand the incredible greatness of your power, that same power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in heavenly places with all authority, and has placed all power and authority above any ruler or power in this world or in the world to come. Being head over all things, he has placed all things under his feet for the benefit of the church, which we are part of that body." The next gift is strength. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Psalms 18:1-3 in the New Living Translation, "I love you, Lord, for you are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies." Joel 3:10, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Our next gift that we're going to look at is courage. James 5:8 in the New Living Translation says, "Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near." Psalms 31:24 in the Passion, "Cheer up, take courage, all you who love Him. Wait for Him to break through for you, all who trust in Him. Be brave, be strong, don't give up. Expect God to get here soon." That's the Message Bible, Psalms 31:24. Joshua 1:8 and 9 in the New Living Translation, "Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. This is my command, be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Ephesians 5:15 and 17 in the Passion says, "Be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom. For we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purpose, and don't live foolishly. For then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will." And our next gift is sleep. Proverbs 3:24 says, "When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." Of course, that's the King James Version. And Psalms 4:8 in the English Standard Version, "In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety, and you keep me safe." Aren't those wonderful gifts? I just had to share those with you today. And I'd like to close this podcast with a little prayer that I wrote up, and maybe you would like to pray it along with me. Thank you, Father, for giving me a good night's sleep. Thank you for waking me up this morning and giving me your gift of time. You have given me another day to enjoy walking hand in hand with you. Help me to use your gift in a way that's pleasing to you. Thank you for new miracles this morning. You lovingly designed me and the destiny path that you want me to walk on today. Thank you that when I stray from your will, your mercies lovingly reach for me to put me back headed in the right direction. Thank you for your gift of wisdom. Help me to use the knowledge and understanding that you have given me in a wise manner that will bring you glory. Thank you for your gift of courage. And give me boldness and stability to walk out your will for my life today. Thank you for your strength and your courage to face any and all challenges today and to turn them into opportunities to bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and Happy New Year!